Welcome to Red Rock Retirement Radio. Now here's your host, Colin Stauffer.
Thanks for joining us today for Red Rock Retirement Radio. I'm not only an author and entrepreneur, but I'm also a multiple licensed financial advisor, which means when it comes to discussing financial topics, we can cover it all. Now, with that being said, please remember this is just a show and everything you hear should be considered informational, as in not financial advice. If you want personalized financial advice, then request more from my team by going to redrockretirementradio.com. You can also catch us on Sunday mornings from 8:30 to 9 on ABC for Red Rock Retirement TV, or join us at one of our live events, which you can find on our website, redrockretirementradio.com. With me in the studio today is my colleague, Colby Chatwin. Thanks for being here.
Hey, Colin. Glad to be here.
Colby will be reading your questions, and I'll do my best to answer them. You can submit your questions by emailing them to questions@redrockretirementradio.com. Let's dive in.
Colin, if I go back to work in retirement, how does that affect my Social Security or taxes?
A lot of retirees I've found will go back to work, whether it's part-time or full-time, and they won't realize the implications of what's happened until they get to tax day, which we don't want that to be the case. In all honesty, when I'm talking to my clients, I don't really want you to go back to work at all. Now, if you're bored, that's another thing. If you want something to do, stimulate your mind, we can talk that path. But really, when we talk about that, we don't really want to go back to full-time work. We want to just go back to part-time work. So what does happen to your Social Security and the taxes that go along with it? It's all dependent on when you took your Social Security benefits in the first place. Because I can file my Social Security as early as 62 years old, and I can wait as late as 70 at this point. And somewhere in the middle there, we've got what we call our FRA, or full retirement age, in which we can get 100% of our benefits. If we take them early, we're getting a haircut of our own money by somewhere between 25 to 30%. And if I wait till 70, I get a guaranteed 8% increase on my Social Security for each year that I wait, prorated, so I can get a little bit each month if I took it even a month after my full retirement age. When we stop working, or let's say we never stopped working, we were like, well, I can turn on Social Security. I can put all that money in the bank. Well, the problem is the government doesn't really like that. And they really don't like it when you make too much money and you're on Social Security. So what they're going to do is they're going to penalize you. They're going to keep some of your Social Security benefits based on how much you make. And those numbers vary a little bit each year on how much you can make from your part-time or full-time job. It's somewhere in that $20,000 range. For every $2 that you make in your wages, they're going to take a dollar back from Social Security. So if I make anything above that, whatever the number is for that year, go look it up on ssa.gov on how much money I can make on my Social Security before my full retirement age. They're going to take back potentially a dollar of that Social Security. And if I make way too much, there's a chance they're going to keep all of my Social Security. So why would I even take my Social Security in the first place if they're going to keep it? So we want to be really careful on if we work when we're on Social Security. Now, I have clients that I've advised and talked to, and we've had lengthy conversations about, hey, I can take that money. I can reinvest it. It's going to do a lot better if I do that. Yeah, but I don't know if that's the right path for everybody, especially if you're going to keep working or if you even get a part-time job. So I don't really like the government telling me to do just about anything. I want to be able to do what I want to do when I want to do it. I think most people who are listening today want that as well. And so when we're in retirement, we don't want the government to penalize us because we want to earn more money. Well, if I wait to take my Social Security, it gets an increase if we just don't touch it yet. Now, a lot of people will be like, yeah, but you know, I can turn on my Social Security and I can bank all that and I can have a lot of good money and I can have that in the bank or invest it or whatever it is. Yeah, you could. But honestly, as a financial advisor, there's no financial vehicle I can offer you that gives you a guaranteed 8% increase. Social Security does give that if I wait past my full retirement age. Now, am I advocating for you to wait until 70 to take your Social Security? Absolutely not. Because there's a lot of implications there, right? So, for instance, if I recommended that you take Social Security at 70 and then, you know, you don't know how long you're going to live for and you live to 72, was that the best advice I could have given you? No, you got barely any money out of Social Security. But on the flip side, if I turn on my Social Security at 62 and I live to 105 years old, is that the best scenario either? No. Now, there's a lot of questions that we got to figure out with Social Security is, you know, and the hardest one being, how long am I going to live for? And that's very hard and challenging for us to solve. Well, we can start looking at your health, your genealogy, your parents, your grandparents, how long they lived for. We can start getting a close idea of what it looks like for your Social Security for you to be successful. When we're looking at Social Security, there's a slew of different things we got to look at, different obstacles to overcome to make sure we're taking Social Security at the right time for me as an individual, not for the masses. And here's what I have. Here's the problem I have with Social Security specifically. A lot of advisors will have a one-size-fits-all strategy for Social Security. I don't like that. Because the guy I talked to yesterday, I'm like, you should have filed for Social Security yesterday or last year. And another, I'm like, hey, you got to wait till you're 70 years old to take your Social Security, and here's why. And I'll go into those details. But some of the things we want to look at is in determining our Social Security and if we should work part-time or if we should even turn on our Social Security early. If I have turned on my Social Security, there are some laws and some circumstances where I could actually turn it back off and pay back that money and defer a little bit longer. Not saying that's what you should do, but again, there's a lot that goes into Social Security. I believe there's about roughly 564 different ways we can file for Social Security and about 1,000 rules governing it. There's a really big handbook that if you want it, you can go get it, and it's going to put you to sleep every single night because it's so monotonous. It's exhausting. And what we have to do is we got to look at every obstacle, every rule that applies to you as Social Security and figure out what makes sense for you and when you should turn on Social Security. Because it isn't a one-size-fits-all. And if I was an attorney, this is a phrase I'd use all the time. And I use it all the time, unfortunately, and it depends. Social Security, it depends. So what we've got to look at is what kind of assets do I have? Are they taxable? Are they in a 401k, an IRA, a Roth, in the bank account, after tax money? And then we say, all right, am I married? Am I divorced? Am I widowed? Am I remarried? Do I have kids in the house? Have I been on Social Security disability? Well, these are just a couple of things. And then we go in and say, all right, what other sources of income do I have? Do I have pensions? Do I have rentals? And then we say, all right, well, all that being said, my Social Security is taxed, most likely right now as the laws stand to you. And it depends on your sources of income and how much income you bring in. You could be taxed at 0%, 50% of it, or 85% of your Social Security tax. Now, those numbers aren't the tax rate. That's just the amount of your Social Security that's going to be taxed in whatever tax bracket you're in. So we got to say, how much tax do I want to pay on my Social Security? And can I control that by deferring it or taking it a little sooner? And then what does that part-time work look like? And does that put me into a new tax bracket, makes my Social Security taxable to me and all my other sources of income and causing me problems there? So there's a whole lot that's going on with you going back to work part-time. Now, if I can help it, I'd have you retire for the rest of your life, never go back. Because I think if I'm going to retire, I want to do it right the first time. I don't want a second chance. I want the first chance. And so if we put together a plan that you don't have to stress about the finances and have that stress in retirement, which I think if you're stressed in retirement, you're probably not doing it right or you don't have a plan. And we need to go fix that. Your advisor should be causing you to be stress-free, not stressed in retirement, right? It's my job to pull my hair out so you don't. I should have the stress to make sure that your plan succeeds. Now, if we have a good, well-written plan, home run, you will be far more successful. Your probability of success goes up substantially just by writing it down. So we got to coordinate all of your sources of income, make sure that the part-time work is completely flushed out, that it's the right path for you, that's not going to hurt you tax-wise, make your Social Security more taxed. We got to make sure that you don't have to pay money back to Social Security because you made too much money above and beyond their thresholds. So if you're thinking about going back to work or you're thinking about turning on your Social Security and working still, and you're not sure how it might affect your Social Security or taxes on your Social Security or taxes in general, let's have a conversation.
Now that's all the time we've got for today's show. If you enjoyed the show, consider subscribing to wherever you get your podcasts. Just search for Red Rock Retirement Radio. Discover if your portfolio is built to weather flat market cycles, or if you're missing tax minimization opportunities that you may not even know exist. Explore strategies that may be able to help you lower your overall risk while potentially increasing your overall growth and lifestyle flexibility. Just go to www.redrockretirement.com today to learn more and get started.